Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more fun Disney talk. Every Friday, it's like turning your radio right there and finding the news talk station. But instead of it being about politics and sad news, it's stuff coming out of Walt Disney World, and it's a lot of fun. So we hope you enjoy today's show. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Right now is the best time to plan that 2020 Walt Disney World vacation. Believe it or not, dates are already filling up in 2020, and you can get your dates locked in with a $200 deposit, which is fully refundable until 31 days prior to travel. So if you're looking at heading down to Walt Disney World anytime in the next year, right now is the time to check it out and get it on the books. And it just feels great when you have that trip you can put on the calendar. Just drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great specials, see all the free services that their agents offer you, and they're going to make sure you're getting the best price possible on the most magical vacation ever. Check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. As you do that online shopping, please continue to use our Amazon affiliate link. We appreciate it so much. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1600 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. And thank you. Let me just drop a thank you right here off the top of the show for all the folks who've ever taken the time to download and listen to our show. 1600 podcasts. I'm telling you, I get to do what I love. This is awesome. I love doing the podcast. And to get to do this, actually, it's over 1,600 shows when you include all the specials we've done, but officially 1,600 episodes, it is a dream come true. So thank you so much for being here today and for downloading all the shows in the past. A lot of folks have been here since March of 2008. It's crazy. So if you've listened to all those shows, don't add up how much time you've spent listening to the shows. It's crazy. So we're going to have fun today. We're going to take this show topic from one of our listeners. We love doing that. So I think you're going to enjoy today's show, and you're going to give us hopefully some feedback on Facebook, and we'll kind of have that conversation as we did last weekend over the weekend about the podcast. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Ricky, what's going on?
Hi, I'm getting on a plane tonight to go to Orlando so that I can go enjoy some of the Festival of the Arts and go cry at Jodie Benson and embarrass myself. So it's all fine. But I'm super excited. The event is at Give Kids the World this Sunday. And so I'm so excited to be able to go and get to meet Jodie Benson. Like, I'm telling you, this is going to be ridiculously awesome. So, yeah, I mean, Jodie Benson is like The Little Mermaid is my movie. Like, that's the movie I grew up with. That's the one that really resonated with me. You know, that was it. You know, we had a pool. I would play, you know, The Little Mermaid in the pool. I sang Part of Your World on the talent show. I dressed up as Ariel for Halloween one year. Like, it was just like, it was my movie. I loved it so much. And actually, I just watched The Little Mermaid for the first time. With
what,
Brian.
You'd never seen it? Oh, okay.
No. Brian had never seen it.
Really?
Yes. And because, you know, he didn't watch princess movies. True. When he was a kid. So we sat down and watched it a couple of weekends ago. And Brian fell in love with The Little Mermaid. He loves the movie. He loves the soundtrack. He just literally started listening to YouTube, the soundtrack on YouTube. All the time now. It's fantastic. He's like, I understand why people like this movie. And I'm like, took you 30 years. Good job, babe. Good job.
So you know why I know Little Mermaid so well is that back when it was just came out on VHS, DVD, those VHS boxes, like that's just like a vision of time gone by. I was in high school And the girl I was dating at the time had a little sister, and that thing was on nonstop. Just a little sister watched it constantly. And of course, you know, you're trying to impress the girlfriend, so you sit there and watch it with everybody. And it's like, oh, right, man, I've seen that movie so many times.
Oh, my goodness. That's hysterical. Yeah. So Brian had never seen The Little Mermaid. So we sat down and watched it. And then I had The Little Mermaid, you know, that special that they had on ABC a couple of months back.
It was horrible.
I hadn't watched it yet. So after we watched the movie, then we watched the special. We didn't watch the cartoon parts because we'd just seen that. So we just watched the parts with the actual musical, which I wish that's what they would have done with that in the first place. I wish they would have just done it as a musical, but that's, you know, whatever. So, so anyway, yeah, I got Brian on the Little Mermaid train. Choo choo.
Choo choo. And you get to be part of Jody Benson's world.
I do. Oh my God. I get to be part of Jody Benson's
That's
world.
That's pretty cool.
And yeah. So anyway, make sure you're following along with the Be Our Guest podcast social media. So it's at Be Our Guest Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and it's Be Our Guest Podcast on Facebook. Or you can follow me. I'm at Ricky Nibs on you know, everything. So whatever suits your fancy, you can follow either one.
You know what? You know, we're going to get to the show topic, but you got to love, you know, big stars, you know, legends, you know, Disney legends that take the time to support a place like Give Kids the World. I mean,
absolutely,
they're doing good in the world. Anytime you support Give Kids the World, that is just amazing. And events like this are just, I love events like this because Disney fans get to have dreams come true. You get to meet people that are, you know, heroes, idols, whatever you want to call them. But I mean, exactly. Bottom line is it's going to be helping a lot of families that need to get through tough times in their life. It's very cool.
Absolutely. And Give Kids the World has these events quite frequently, actually. You know, sometimes they're with Disney princesses, like the last one that I got to go to, which was with Linda Larkin and Paige O'Hara, who were the voice of Belle and Jasmine. So I'm about to hit the trifecta right here, meeting Jody Benson.
For real.
Yeah, I know, right? So that's pretty awesome. But, you know, sometimes they'll also have things with, you know, former Imagineers or people who worked in the park or things like that. And they'll tell stories about, you know, what it was like to do these things back in the day. So, you know, pay attention to the events that Give Kids the World offers, because they do offer a number of fantastic events, you know, throughout the year that are just really dive into that Disney history and the Disney nerddom. So you definitely should be on the lookout for these type of events that they have.
And shout out to Steven. He's our buddy.
Yes.
He is killing it down there at Give Kids the World. He always is very kind to our show and just
absolutely
does great things for the
and
family.
And I promise, Steven, I know you're probably listening. I promise. We are working on.
We are. We're going to do it big and right. We just got to make sure. I mean, of course, Pam's at Walt Disney World right now. So a lot of travel this year, but we are.
Yes.
We're never going to abandon Give Kids the World. We love it.
Never. That's, but I'm sorry that it's taken us so long. My deepest apologies. I promise. I'm so sorry.
Let's get to the clickbait. You ready?
Yes,
let's be
I'm
like
ready.
Facebook. Let's make people either love it and you got to click it, or like, oh, I'm never going to listen to that show again because clickbait.
Exactly.
I hate clickbait.
Clickbaity!
No, I've almost
breaking
quit
news.
Facebook. Yeah, I've almost quit Facebook 1,000 times because of stuff like this. But here we go. It's a question, actually an email from listener Matthew. And he says, it's a clickbait listener question, but I thought we were going to do kind of a whole show on this, or at least part. He says, hey, BOGP team, I've got a question that might be best suited for Ricky. I'm a go-to consultant for recommending hotels or resorts to my friends when they travel to Walt Disney World. I try to base my recommendations on their trip needs, but often I take my friends' personalities into account as well. If you were to write a clickbaity online quiz titled, everyone has a Walt Disney result that matches their personality, here's yours. Well, I can actually see the graphic. I mean, it's so scary. What would the results be? Which personalities seem best suited for which resort? Thanks for all your help over the years. I'm originally from North Carolina, but I've moved all over the country, and the Be Our Guest podcast has always been there when I lament over not having a Disney World vacation lined up. But I'm in Orange County, California, so I'll just go to Disneyland instead.
Oh, you'll just go to Disneyland, right? Yeah.
You're going to make it, Matt. No, thank you so much for the email, Matt, and thanks for always taking it. That's what I love about podcasting. Honestly, it's so cool. This morning on Twitter, I'm talking to a listener from the United Kingdom. You know, we had a UK listener talk about his honeymoon on Monday's show. It's a worldwide thing, and it's expanded my world so much.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for taking us wherever you listen. You know, I see people listen in Australia. Oh, so cool. All over. Even the Middle East, Africa. It's awesome. Asia. So let's talk about this. So, you know, first of all, I kind of want to talk about categories. Then we can dive into specific resorts. So let's start with values. And So personality-wise, the kind of person, and again, this is just opinions. It could be totally wrong because I think everybody stays at a value. Economics play into it. The length of the trip, the goals, if it's a running trip, if it's a vacation, it all switches up. But this is all just way, way in general. Value hotels, personality trait I think you need is, to me, high energy.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Agree. I mean, to really enjoy the All-Stars Art of Animation Pop Century, you got to be somebody that's all about, like, your high energy. You know, like, you're not really going there to be, like, laid back.
No, absolutely. You're definitely a park open to park close or, you know, at the very least, you know, most of the day in the parks, typically not going for breaks. I mean, you may, but, you know, for the most part, you typically may not do that. And of course, they're value resorts, so I tend to see them more with the, you know, especially, you know, the bloggers that I have and things like that. Like, I tend to see the younger people who go to Walt Disney World who are looking to go, maybe staying at a value resort as well. So, you know, maybe honeymooners who are, you know, just starting out or things like that. That's kind of what I see. I'm going to the value resorts too. Although, goodness knows, I'm, you know, not above staying at a value resort, and that's typically where I end up staying. So I also, you know, the fiscally responsible, which is what I like to call my husband. So I see them staying at the value resorts.
That's it. Okay, so now let's hop into the moderate category, which I think is the toughest one assign when it comes to a personality quiz for something like this exercise. Because, you know, high energy, I think, is perfect for values. Moderates, again, it's that middle ground where, of course, we're talking about Coronado Springs. We're talking about Caribbean Beach. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Riverside and French Quarter and also technically the cabins over at Fort Wilderness. Right. You go first. What personality trait would best fall into somebody staying? Like, very general. Of course, it's just a fun exercise here on a Friday. But what would you say for somebody that's looking at the moderate category? What's their personality like?
I think they are a mixture of go, go, go and laid back. Like, you have that. You really can be. It's, you know, especially like, really, it's like my marriage with Brian. Like, I'm more of the high energy go, go, go person and he's more of the laid back person. So to combine the two of us, like, the moderate resorts are the perfect fit for the two of us because I can still go, go, go and feel okay with that. And he's, you know, but we still feel comfortable, you know, doing kind of a little bit of a laid back thing there too. So I think it's the perfect combination of the two is what I think for that kind of personality trait.
I agree. Especially with couples. I think it's the compromiser that's picking.
That's exactly that's it. It's definitely the compromiser. Yes.
But I
yes.
think also when you think about the moderate category, now this isn't a rule for everybody because I know a lot of people break this rule that I've talked to, but I think for a majority of people, it's not your first time visitor. It's your person who has
definitely
maybe gone two or three times, you know, and stayed at an All-Star Sports or maybe a music and maybe a Pop Century of Art. Maybe they're going to stay a little bit longer and they're not so focused on the parks anymore. They want to have a break day. They want to have a, you know, a little bit bigger experience at the pool. They want to have a second transportation option available, whether it's a boat to Disney Springs, Skyliner over at Caribbean Beach. Coronado Springs just has lots of, you know, it's just a fancier, moderate resort. You're just looking for that little bit extra, and you're going to spend more time at your hotel. That's what I say.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. And going back to the values, I think that a lot of times the value resorts are for people who are looking to stay, you know, longer as well, who have that long, you know, 7 to 10 day trip or something like that. I feel like that's more of the personality who would stay on for a longer vacation. So I just wanted to throw that back in there because you mentioned, you know, the moderate with that. So I just wanted to kind of throw that back.
And also, Stephanie says, not a personality trait, but if you're a family of five, you're looking at Caribbean Beach Riverside. That's a good point. Or you're moving into the next category. So let's talk about deluxe resorts. So here's what I think for deluxe resorts and personality traits. This is the opposite of the value person, obviously. You know, you are not high energy. Not that you can't be, because I say it all the categories, depending on what the goal of the trip is. But in general, you're not like Thurston Howell from Gilligan's Island, but you are, you know, you kind of want the finer things in life for a little bit. You know, you want to maybe stay out of the parks, maybe not go to the parks for 2 or 3 days, sit by the pool, you know, have some fine dining that's very accessible, you know, larger rooms, and you want to make this trip really special. So I think this is kind of the person who is the laid back and relaxed and wants to not go, go, go.
And I think it's for the, like, the celebration trip too, you know, for those who are looking to have that special experience. You know, you always hear, hey, I want to do something special for a birthday or an anniversary or, you know, something like that. I feel like this is the resort for, you know, those who are celebrating, you know, that kind of vacation, that kind of personality trait.
All right, so let's do this. Let's dive into some of the specific resorts. I'm just going to hop around. I'll give one, then you give one. I want to go with Pop Century in the value category. And I want to say that this resort is perfect for somebody like me. And here's why.
Yes, old. Okay? No, I'm just joking.
No, it's not old. I think actually at Pop Century, it's a lot of young people. I'm kind of the exception
true.
There.
That's
yeah,
true.
But I, you know, I kind of see myself as a young person. I mean, I get up and I run a half marathon every morning. I try to stay hip on sports. I mean, I know that I can't fight my age, you know, and I'm not old, but I, you know, I do a lot of younger person stuff. Anyhow, past that, this is going to make me sound old. The reason I picked Pop Century, there's actually a culture of people that are into like retro things, like retro video game systems, retro music. You know, I only listen to like 80s on 8 on Sirius XM. You know, I like the nostalgia of everything. And I think Pop Century is perfect for somebody that's a nostalgia fan, especially like that age of, say, like 40 to 50 right now that maybe grew up, like their prime time was in the 80s. Their childhood was 80s. Pop Century is a great nod to the 80s. They have a lot of stuff going on. It's comfortable to me. I love that trip down memory lane. Pop Century is perfect for like the retro or the 80s child. So that's what I would say for Pop.
No, I 100% agree with that. As someone who is in that category, that is 100% correct. It can take you back to not only your childhood, but it also takes you back to like the before times, you know, so you have the 50s section and that era has always interested me as, you know, growing up. Like, I obviously never lived in the 50s, but the 50s was such an interesting time, you know, 50s and early 60s and things like that, where it's just such an interesting time. So the fact that I get to relive something that I never got to experience in a weird sort of way is definitely something that appeals to me about staying at Pop Century.
Pop Century needs to have a 24-hour diner.
Oh my gosh, yes. But I've said this for years.
We've said it forever. Yeah. Breakfast food all day. It would kill it.
Totally kill it. Somewhere there needs to be a diner on Walt Disney World property that serves breakfast all day. I don't know how many times I have to say this.
Put it like somewhere between like Art and Pop, and you'd be accessible via Skyliner. That place would be just, oh, cha-ching.
Yes.
I mean, printing money.
Exactly. You're just losing out money at Disney, I'm just telling you. So.
Okay, you pick a hotel, and let's go with the personality
so
character hotel.
I'm going to stay in the value section, and I am going to go, I'm going to do a twofer. So I am actually going to go with Disney's Art of Animation and Disney's All-Star Movies, which I think this is for the Disney lover, the personality who is absolutely in love with all things Disney, wants to be completely 100% immersed in everything Disney, you know, whether it's The Little Mermaid or The Lion King, or, you know, if you're kind of an older movie fan and you go to All-Star and you want to see, you know, the 101 Dalmatians. I mean, that was a fantastic childhood movie for me. That, again, there are such great options at both that I think they can appeal to everyone. So I think that both of those resorts are absolutely perfect for those who just want to immerse themselves in the Disney movies and really, you know, have that Disney feeling vacation, the truly, truly 100% all Disney, all the time vacation. Because you can, you know, the other resorts, yes, they have touches of Disney. Of course they do. But those ones, I mean, they are legit all Disney all the time. I mean, you can't escape it. So, you know, that's kind of my thought process.
No, I 100% agree. I mean, it's like, you know, if you're the person that's seen the Disney movies growing up, especially with the animated classics, it's everywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, you're like loving it.
I mean, heck, you could have grown up with Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah, that too.
Or,
Mighty Ducks.
The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah,
which
are coming back. Except
it is coming back with Gordon Bombay, and that's awesome.
Yeah, but the goalie got arrested this past weekend.
I saw that. He did not look good.
What was his name? Goldberg?
Yeah, this is what drugs do to you. Yes, maybe don't do those.
Wasn't even a goalie fight like I think it was the Oilers and the Flames the other night. That was awesome, but yeah, apparently he got thrown in the joint, so it's not good.
Yes.
Yeah, gotta have those Disney Channel stars that get in trouble.
Yes. Now, if they get Joshua Jackson to come back, I'm in on that one.
no idea. All right.
Didn't you watch Dawson's Creek? Pacey?
Yeah. Oh, Pacey. Okay, I know who Pacey is. Yeah, I didn't really watch it. Again, I watched it because my wife liked Dawson's Creek. I watched a lot of things.
Kind liked
of
Dawson's
she
Creek.
Did. Well, I bought one Valentine's Day. I bought her the Dawson's Creek box set.
That's awesome. I'm, by the way, I'm Team Joey, or Team Pacey and Joey. So I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just saying.
Yeah. She'll say that back when I was trying to catch her. That's what she always says.
Got
when
it.
When I bought her that gift. Okay, so here we go. I'm doing a threefer. You did a twofer
okay,
now, but
right.
I'm doing a threefer. So
right,
I'm doing the Epcot Air Resorts. I'm doing Yacht Club, Beach Club, Boardwalk.
Okay.
Okay, so now here's the perception from a dude that's from the Midwest about the personality of the person who stays at those resorts. For me, I want to live my Michael Eisner life when I stay
Got
at those
it.
Resorts. You know what I'm saying? Because I've never been up east. Like, I know I have so many friends that live up in the Northeast, you know, Jocelyn, you know, from Rhode Island, or, you know, Jeanette up in Delaware, you know, and so many friends like in Boston, you know, and all these places that, you know, like I only know through TV shows like Blue Bloods.
Right.
I know New York City, you know, and, you know, other shows. So I don't know. Like when I'm there, I feel like I'm some kind of like fancy person. You know, my personality of the person who stays at Yacht Club, Beach Club, and Boardwalk. Again, we're totally just making it up. Fancy. Like you
yes.
like the finer things in life. You want to go into the cruise cup and be like, yes, sir, I would like to have a little scotch on the rocks here before I go play my back
what
nine.
What accent is that?
I know, I'm terrible. I don't know. This is just for fun and it's clickbaity. You know, we're totally suckering you into the show. So I don't know. Like I just see like there's not even a golf course over by these really by these. You can go play putt putt over at the Fantasia Gardens, I guess. But I'm just saying, like I see, like you know, I felt very comfortable wearing a captain's hat the whole time we stayed at Yacht Club last summer.
Yes, that's true.
Perfect.
Got
like,
it. Was, yes.
But the one word I would say, and you just said it, fancy when you stay
yes.
there. So what do you think, real quick, about people who stay at Yacht Club, Beach Club, and what's their personality? Boardwalk.
I definitely think that the people who stay, they like the finer things in life a little bit, you know, but they're not as highfalutin as the people who stay at the Grand
yes.
Floridian.
Oh, yeah.
I will say
oh, yeah.
that the Grand Floridian is for the highfalutin people. And I say this jokingly as someone who stayed at the Grand Floridian and walked through the lobby in my swimming suit. And they're like, I feel really awkward doing this. So but the Grand Floridian is for highfalutin people. The yacht, beach, and boardwalk are for the fancy people. And there is a difference.
There is a difference. So, and you know, we're totally stereotyping out of fun today.
Absolutely.
So, because, like, I used to be scared. I mean, honestly, like, I believed these stereotypes for years at Walt Disney World. I was scared to death to go in the Grand Floridian because I'm like, dude, they're going to be like, that guy's from Missouri, man. Tase him. Get him out of here. Like, he doesn't belong. Yeah. Go back to Pop Century, you know? Like,
where
get
you
out.
Belong? No,
exactly. I mean, I've eaten Arcusis now because I ate with Scott and Elizabeth and Emily.
I know. Look at you.
I know. And it's totally fine. These are all just kind of fun, you know, like mind's eye things of what you may think about people because everybody stays everywhere. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This one was brought up and I was going to save this one, but Stephanie's okay. got it here and she nailed it, actually.
All right.
So I was going to go with Riverside and French Quarter for another twofer. And
yes.
I, again, romantic. The,
yes.
the romantics. And I'm not talking about the band. I'm talking about the people who are going to be celebrating hardcore next Friday. They're
yes.
going to be sending us in. Again, we need your Is This Romantic suggestions. ASAP, send them in right away. Because we're gonna render our verdicts next Friday. But I totally agree that French Quarter in Riverside, pure romance. You got the horse-drawn carriage, you know, going around click-clock with the horse's hooves. I mean, French Quarter in general, at night with the jazz playing and the street lamps and Sassagoula River. I mean, that's like a baby-making resort. You know, like,
wow,
I mean, it's
that's
pretty
where you're going.
Romantic.
Okay,
I'm just saying,
good for you.
It's pretty romantic. I'm just saying. So I'm just saying, either one of those resorts, that is for your romantic.
It is definitely for the romantic, for sure. I 100% agree with that. You know, there's just something about both of those resorts that are just, they just scream, you know, elegance and romance. And yes, I agree with that. So we're good there. All right. So I have one that I don't think you would guess. It's a twofer. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yes,
I am. You ready for it?
I am
going to say that Disney's Contemporary Resort and Disney's Polynesian Resort
are not alike. Do you think? Okay, go. I want to hear where you're going with these two being together.
Yeah, I know. You're like, how can they be similar, right? Well, they are for the Uber Disney nerd. And the reason I say that is because these two resorts are the very first resorts on Walt Disney World property. So if you want to immerse yourself in everything like classic, essential Walt Disney World, you are absolutely going to want to stay at one of these two resorts. Now, I know, of course, they've changed a little bit as time has gone on. But for the most part, you know, you still have like that great Mary Blair artwork that's on the wall at the Contemporary, which definitely gives it the feel of the original. You have the feel of, I know that they don't have the waterfall and, you know, the fountain in the Polynesian anymore, but you still have that general overall feel of the, you know, ceremonial house there too. So I think that the Disney nerd, and I say that lovingly as a Disney nerd, that is the, those two resorts are the perfect resort for those type of people.
See, here's the thing. I was going to go Polynesian with somebody that is, you know, wants that tropical, like they're the person who's
absolutely
always dreaming of, like they're that person who on Facebook is posting pictures of their toes on the beach. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
no,
that person 100%. Or the person that's like me, you
I'm
know, like
go
I love seeing
a little different though. I mean, you know, everybody thinks of the tropics when you think of the Polynesian.
True. So but I mean, I think it's, you know, there's some people that like that's in their soul, you know,
that's
like
true.
They, like they say, like they're posting memes on Facebook that say, got to get my vitamin C, but they spell
exactly.
it S-E-A.
Exactly. That's all Caribbean Beach too.
Yes. Yeah. We'll get, yeah, we might cover them all. I don't know.
But here's
the deal about the Contemporary. Cause that one is so weird to me.
It is.
I've never stayed at the Contemporary. And
I haven't either.
And I never think to stay there. But the thing is, when I'm there, like I tend to really enjoy, again, this is a high energy resort. Just I'm talking
yes.
about the Contemporary. Polynesian's laid back. Like these are two
oh, definitely.
On opposite sides of the spectrum in that aspect.
Yes.
But I always wonder why. I mean, because I love Tomorrowland and I love
Agreed.
The monorail. Like,
Agreed.
Why am I not? That's a kind of a curious question that maybe not on today's show we're going to explore, but like, you know, the Wilderness Lodge here now pulls me in, like for a reason. Animal
yeah.
Kingdom Lodge for, you know, like it just depends on what I'm looking for. Like, you know, there's,
right.
there's times I miss those places. But like
no.
the Contemporary's never like magneted me in and said, you know what? Because I've never been there and I don't really feel like I'm missing it.
I agree with you. Like it's on my bucket list of hotels to stay at just to, you know, get it, knock it off the list. And of course, it, you know, for a lot of people, it is the end all be all Disney resort.
It
because,
is. And
again,
I would love it. I'm sure if I stay there. I bet
would love
you,
it
I would.
Too. You know, you've got the monorail right there and everything like that. But I, you know, I also haven't stayed here. And I think part of it is obviously, you know, money.
Yeah, that's true. It's
expensive. It is an expensive resort.
Because if I'm staying there, I'm not going to do, and I know some people do the Garden Wing, but like the
yeah.
essence of the Contemporary is the tower. I would have to
exactly.
do the tower, I think.
The other thing I think that's kind of like a knock for it, and it's not really a knock, but there really doesn't feel like at the Polynesian, there's a place that you feel like homey. You know what I'm saying? Like there's, you got the lobby there and you feel like you can just hang out. Same with, you know, the Wilderness Lodge and even on a smaller scale, like the Yacht and Beach Club, like you still feel like you can hang out in the lobby. And I feel like at the Contemporary, there's just not that place to go in a way hang out.
It doesn't feel like to me, like you're onto something here because at the Contemporary, it seems like the atrium is so huge. Like the,
yes.
the it's, you know, it's like, I feel like it's a common area for like just in general, people passing through. It doesn't feel like it belongs to Contemporary guests. It feels like it belongs to everybody leaving the Magic Kingdom.
Absolutely. I mean, it feels like it belongs to everybody in general because it is a pass through. You've got the restaurants there. So people are constantly going and passing through the restaurants. They're constantly going and passing through the shops that are there mm-hmm. too. You know, you've got the arcade that's there, so people are always coming and going in that area, and I feel like that's part of the problem. I also feel like downstairs, you know, there's just in the main check-in area and where the wave is, there's again no real comfortable place to kind of hang out and relax. I feel like it's too segmented in a weird way. So I think that might be part of the reason why the Contemporary feels much more it feels kinetic in a way.
I think that is, you know, I think the people passing through is exactly what it has to have because
yeah.
the whole focus of this resort is, like you said it, the word, it's kinetic, it's movement, the monorail, you know, you can look right down into Chef Mickey's and see the napkins waving in the air and
yes.
the characters walking the room. I mean, it is all about movement and colors and,
Absolutely.
That's it. But I mean, you're right. I mean, you miss that kind of intimate like lobby and big couches that you have like at a beach club, yacht club, boardwalk.
Absolutely. Yes. 100%. So I think that that's probably why, you know, that has been down on our list of places to stay and why we haven't done it yet. Yes, it's an original, and yes, it's an incredibly cool resort, and I have zero problems visiting. I love visiting.
I go there all the time. The stores are great. You know, I love the stores there.
Especially because they have a little pastry or snack store. I always go and grab something there and hang out in the Outer Rim, the bar there, or, you know, whatever. So, that's an interesting case study on that one.
It is. I've always wondered about it because I do want to stay there. Mallory really wants to stay there. I mean, but it is expensive. So,
Of course.
Shout out to Matt Parrish, Chiefs. Yes.
Yes.
You still have the Lombardi Trophy.
Matt.
That's it. All right. So, what about this one? This one kind of throws me off too. Coronado Springs. What's the personality of the person staying at Coronado? Here's what I think, real quick. I think this is your kind of person that wants to leave work behind.
Yes.
But maybe they can't. Not that they don't want to, but it's like somebody that has to be on call and they want to have the very themed Disney resort. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it is very themed to the Southwest. It's a great theme. It's a great resort. I mean, totally for vacationing. But if you're a person that's like a travel agent or like a doctor or like a real estate agent, somebody that, you know, you're off
still
work.
Still need to be on call. Yeah.
But if like something, a fire has to be put out, you need a few resources available to you. But you still want to be in a very themed Walt Disney resort. I think Coronado fits the bill.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think with the new tower, the Grand Destino Tower, there's a hint of elegance that's there now too, that, you know, I think is for maybe those higher, you know, obviously that's kind of what they built it for, was those higher end business people to have a place to go so that, you know, they, if they do need to work or do something like that, they can feel comfortable with what they're doing. So yeah, I agree with you. It's like, it's a, I kind of want to go with the mullet. It's business in the front, party in the back.
It is. That's totally it. It's the mullet of the moderates.
It's the mullet moderate. Yes.
That's it. It's a hashtag. The mullet of the moderates.
I need to make a shirt about Coronado Springs being
totally
the business in the front, party in the back.
I'd wear that like Billy Ray Cyrus in the 90s.
That's fantastic.
By the way, he was in a commercial during the Super Bowl. Like,
yes,
for a split
he was.
Second.
That was the Doritos one.
Yeah,
yes,
I don't dance or something like that. I was like, I didn't know who the other two people were, but I was like, that's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Haven't you heard Old Town Road, Mike?
I've heard it, but I didn't know that was the singer. I thought that was Martin Lawrence the whole time. I was like, what's he doing in a Doritos commercial?
That's the singer for Old Town Road. And then the other guy is Sam Elliott, who's been in like.
We had no idea who the old guy was either. We're like, who's the old guy with the.
You've never seen Sam Elliott?
No, we're like, who's the old guy with the.
Every Western movie ever, basically. I don't watch
movies, but his mustache was sweet. How
Yeah, no, he's like, well, mustache. And he was also on a show called The Ranch on Netflix for a while, too. So, yeah, anyway.
And real quick, tell me the Google commercial wasn't like up and about made me cry.
That's exactly it. It really was.
But it was my favorite. That's how I am. I'm like, Pam, my favorite commercial is Google one. You got to watch it. She's like, this is so sad. I'm like, I know.
It is sad. It's so sad. I like the Alexa one. So
yeah, that's pretty funny too.
Yeah.
Alex. Alfred. Yeah. That was awesome. I like that Alexa thing for old people. There's a video on YouTube. Alexa for seniors. It's hilarious. Anyway, so let's give it. Okay, real quick. What about Wilderness Lodge? Ooh. Wilderness Lodge, I would go with, is the person who is the nature lover.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've never been to the Pacific Northwest. You know, I know Ed, one of our listeners, Ed, who's a lizard. I see him post things occasionally. You know, I know we have friends out that way. I would love to get out there. I've been to Yosemite in California, and I've seen, like, the sequoias, the big trees. But I would just love to see that kind of almost American, like, just rainforest. You know, like the rainy, the big pines. When I stayed at Wilderness Lodge often. And, I think it's for Christmas lovers during the holidays. But I think it's really for that nature lover that really wants to hear the wind whistle through the pines.
Oh, absolutely. And for those who are really looking for relaxation.
Yep.
Because you're definitely going to find relaxation at the Wilderness Lodge. I mean, if you can't find relaxation, you're not looking hard enough. So, yeah, I think that's the key for that resort. Yeah.
Let's go real quick. Here's another one I wanted to hit. Old Key West. And so this one kind of falls on that Polynesian type personality person that wants the really chill, laid back. They need some vitamin SEA. They want to see the palm trees. But I think also this is the person who, in a way, go with me here.
Okay.
When I stay at Old Key West, and I love Old Key West, and thanks to Scott and his family who are DVC owners at Old Key West, I've got to stay there with them, and I've stayed there on my own a few times now. It's the person who wants to, they have the personality that they want to be a snowbird for like 5 days. Like, you want to pretend like you live in Florida in a retirement community.
That's true.
That's what Old Key West is. I mean, it's like living, your best Florida life.
Blanche and
yes, yeah, who knows?
Where's Rose?
It's like the village's light, apparently, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you 100% on that. I feel like it's more the home away from home resort.
Yes,
you know, where you're looking about spending some time away, but also have a little bit of like homey atmosphere. So I feel like that's the kind of person who stays there.
So. All right. So let's go one more and then we're going to wrap it up here on a Friday. I'm going to go with Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. And this is obviously for the person who is... they're the person, they're the world traveler. They're the person who always wants to go to that next destination, have the next authentic experience in their life. Because, you know, while you're looking at Pop Century and, you know, the All-Stars, where you're looking at made up adventures, you know, like the Lion King or what have you. I think the person who really wants to get out there and see the world, like the Amazing Race fan, like I want to live life to the fullest. I want real adventures in my life. You go to Animal Kingdom Lodge, you get to interact with cast members from Africa. You get to see real animals and it's very, you know, fluid. You don't know if you're going to see a giraffe or a wildebeest or whatever when you wake up in the morning, but it's for the world traveler.
Absolutely. I think it's also for the animal lover, because you know, where else are you going to see some of those animals like walking right outside your window? You know, I mean, that's kind of the whole like point of Animal Kingdom Lodge in general is to see where, you know, the animals are and see animals that you wouldn't normally see. So, I think that it's absolutely for the animal lover, 100%. So yeah, there's that one.
All right, so that is going to do it for our ideas on, you know, most of the resorts down at Walt Disney World. We didn't get to all of them, but we got to most of them.
We
actually got to more than I thought we would. So now I want to throw it over to you guys. So this weekend on Facebook, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, get in on the conversation, give us a resort, and, you know, tell us where we're right, where we're wrong, and give us your opinions. Throw a resort out there, and what is the personality type of the person who stays there again? Everybody stays everywhere at Walt Disney World. We know that. But I mean, like, what do you think? Like, when it pops into your head, like when you take a personality profile, like when they show you the ink blots, they're like, what's that? And you're like, it's a bag of dog food. You know?
Right?
No, it's a chicken leg.
It's definitely not a bag of dog food.
No, exactly. I mean, it's like, you know, no, that's supposed to be like a piece of loose leaf paper.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
So it's just what you see in your mind's eye. I think it's a fun exercise over the weekend. It just gets us talking about the Walt Disney World resorts and get our mind off real life for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So drop by and get in on the conversation. Don't forget, if you want to go to these places for real, the Magic for Less Travel will make that happen. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials. While you're there, fill out the free no-obligation quote form and let them know that you heard about them here on the show. So, again, themagicforless.com and put Be Our Guest Podcast in How Did You Hear About Us. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon for that. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Follow Ricky. She's living her best Little Mermaid life this weekend.
I am.
So Ricky, safe travels, and I hope you
really
have a wonderful time.
That's my hashtag. Hashtag Little Mermaid life.
That's it. So safe travels down and have the best time ever.
Thank you. I hope to. It's going to be amazing.
All right, so we're going to get out of here. Pam will be back with us next week, and we'll be kind of shifting seats. I know. It's like we can't all three be in the same place at the same time anymore. It's rough. But I will be here like Cal Ripken at shortstop in Baltimore. I'm just telling you.
Because you make it so.
That's what I do.
Let's just be perfectly honest. You make it that way.
Exactly. All right, so for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.